He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the June 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a mixed market the other way today. It's been the NASDAQ leading the Dow for several weeks now. Today we have just the opposite. We've got the Dow way up and the NASDAQ down a little bit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 182 points this morning. That works out to 0.75%. Puts the Dow at 24,643. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ is down 9 points. It's at 7,704. But the NASDAQ has been extremely strong lately. The S&P 500 is up 12 points this morning. That works out to about 0.4%. The Russell 2000 up a couple of points this morning. Those small cap stocks, which have been on fire lately. Russell 2000 up 0.1% this morning. Oil's a big story this morning. OPEC did agree to a cut of 1 million barrels per month, but I guess that was less than expected. Crude oil is up $1.71 per barrel today to $67.25. That's the highest price we've seen in a while. Gold is up 20 cents to $1,270. Silver is up 4 cents to $16.36. The euro is flat right now against the U.S. dollar, and the 10-year treasury currently at 2.91%. And lastly, Bitcoin, here's an update, threatening to break the 6,000 level now, down $600 per coin at 6,142. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, broadcasting again today from Scottsdale, where at 8 p.m. last night it was 107 degrees. But it's a dry heat. It felt lovely to me. We've got the market mixed up today, just the opposite of what it normally is. We've had a big run in the NASDAQ recently, and the Dow has stalled out because of the trade war worries, and today we have just the opposite with the Dow up, NASDAQ down a little bit. Stocks had been on an 8-day losing streak, and of course, CNBC making a big deal. This would be the biggest losing streak in 40 years. Never mind that the market has roared and zoomed over the last couple of years here along with the U.S. economy, but their headlines trying to paint a bad picture. This would be the worst losing streak in 40 years. Well, if we do indeed close down on the Dow today, it would be 9 straight days, and that has not happened in 40 years. OPEC announced an agreement in principle for a 1 million barrel per day, not per month, per day increase. That actual increase will be smaller because several countries that have overproduced oil will struggle to return to full quotas, while other producers will not be allowed to fill the gap. So that's seen as good news right now for the energy patch, which has not had much energy recently. The energy patch has a little energy today. That's helping the Dow oil prices, making the best up move in quite some time, probably since the Memorial Day weekend, the week preceding the Memorial Day weekend, they always have a way of inching those prices up right before one of the biggest driving weekends of the year. We'll see. Now we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up. Of course, they're going to start raising those oil prices again so that you pay more at the pump as you travel for your 4th of July festivities. Well, they've got such a bottleneck in the Permian Basin. You know, I think I'll take a tour of the Permian Basin while I'm there. We're leaving for Dallas on Tuesday. Going to a Padres-Texas Ranger game Tuesday night. That's the battle for the number one draft choice next year. Maybe I can visit the Permian Basin. The bottlenecks in the Permian Basin are so pervasive that drillers are walking away, are quitting new wells at a record pace. Permian wells that were drilled but left unfinished surged 90% last month to 3,203, and it's only going to get worse. Permian pipelines overwhelmed. They cannot handle the volume. The infrastructure is not there right now. And you know how long it takes to get a pipeline built. EOG Resources, Pioneer Natural Resources, Halcon Resources, C&J Energy Services, just a few of the energy stocks. So if you want to own an energy stock, you got to make sure that the bulk of their oil doesn't come from the Permian Basin these days. Well, yesterday I stuck my neck on the line, and I'm getting it chopped off today. I said, you know, it's a 50-50 coin flip. I had one of my stocks report earnings last night. They missed earnings, and the stock is down about 12% right now. That's Red Hat. So what do you do? Well, it's about a 2.5. It's a 3% position, somewhere like that, in the overall portfolio. What do you do when a company misses their earnings estimates and they guided lower? They beat their earnings, but they guided lower. Well, you know what? I wait till the dust settles. I have my current price target on the stock. It's based on earnings over the next 5 years, potential earnings, expected earnings, consensus earnings, and we'll see what kind of impact that their miss of forward guidance has, and we'll let the dust settle, reevaluate the stock. A lot of times, most of the times, the market overreacts to the downside, but if it has to be cut from the portfolio, it would be cut from the portfolio. So we just take it in a very logical, in a very methodical manner. European banks on the move as Eurozone business activity perks up. What? That's the first good news we've had out of the Eurozone in 5 months. European banks get a lift as Eurozone business activity picked up in June, the first month in the last 5 months. Now, why isn't CNBC covering that story? The slow trickle in the economy over in Europe. Why are they just trickling along, and why are we accelerating in our economy here in the U.S.? Why don't they cover that instead of all the negative headlines that they put out? The Greece bailout program, why don't they cover that one too? Where does socialism lead to? Where do high taxes and regulations like crazy, where does that all lead to? Well, just look to Greece, all right? Greece is the poster child for that. Where do all these promises made? Where do these high deductions from people's paycheck, where does it all lead? Now look no further than Greece. The Greece bailout program, another bailout program, lifts the European markets, London up 0.75%, Paris up 0.75%, Germany up 0.75%, but overall, the European economy is crawling on monetary policy by itself. Low interest rates, massive quantitative easing. Where does it get you? What does it get you? The grand experiment here in the U.S. got us less than 2% growth. In the meantime, EU is slapping back on those tariffs, retaliatory tariffs on $3.2 billion, which is a very small amount. But it's on iconic American products such as bourbon, jeans, and motorcycles. In other words, I guess you could say, what would that be? Jim Beam, Levi's, and Hogg, Harley Davidson's. U.S. Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmstrom said the bloc was left with no other choice after the unilateral and unjustified decision of the U.S. Of course, we slapped tariffs on them. So the trade war goes on. A lot of stocks to talk about today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I will be writing the newsletter today and tomorrow, sending that out to thousands of people. I have followers all over the world. I'm just amazed sometimes at the people that get the newsletter and listen to my podcast, literally all over the world. And I will be writing the newsletter. I've had people tell me it's the most comprehensive look at the market that they've ever seen. And they can't believe that I put that kind of work into the newsletter every week. But as I say, it's my own internal research. I want to make sure that I'm not missing out on anything out there. Because we will have another recession. We will have another bear market. There will come a time when you don't want to be in the stock market. It's pretty well known, my call on the bond market last July, when I said the bond market has topped out, interest rates have bottomed. And there will come a time when the stock market does the same. But in the meantime, there's all of these subgroups out there. You've got emerging markets, you've got international markets, you've got small caps, you've got mid caps, you've got large caps, you've got REITs, utilities, technology, energy, and on and on and on. And I'm a guy who spends every single day, every market day, neck deep in the waters, observing, making trades, buying, selling, observing, putting things on my watch list, etc., and also being very cognizant of the macro picture that is out there, because the market is very dependent upon the macro picture and the economy, of how the economy is going and how the economy is shaping up and what it looks like for the future. So that's my internal research. You can pick through it whatever you would like. Look at the pictures, look at the charts. The charts I put in there tell a big, big story. You can get my weekly newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. Yesterday there was a big ruling in the Supreme Court which rattled the online retailers, and in my opinion it affects some more than others. But for instance, Amazon already collects sales taxes in the vast majority of the states that it sells in. But other companies such as Etsy and Shopify and Wayfair, you know, they've got to adjust and they've got to figure it out. How they're going to set up their system to collect sales taxes. And, you know, will it be the vendor's job to do that, or will it be the company's job to do that? But companies that were affected yesterday were Amazon, eBay, PayPal, Etsy, Blue Apron, Shopify, Wayfair, etc. Well, the Supreme Court ruled that the states have the constitutional power to require online sales taxes to be collected in a highly watched case involving a challenge by South Dakota. Well, I can tell you this. Now that the states have the rights, every state is going to get their hand into the pie and start collecting sales taxes on online sales. I always thought it wasn't a fair deal. Why does the retailer who has a bricks and mortar store have to collect sales and charge sales tax when a online retailer, just because they don't have bricks and mortar, doesn't have to? I figured at some point in time they're going to figure out a way. Where there's a way to collect more taxes, where there's a will to collect more taxes, there's a way, and they got that ruling. Overstock was another one. Let's see how Overstock is doing today. Overstock today is it's down about 10% since the ruling. It probably got hurt the most. Wayfair, but barely budged. It was down at first. Now it's up again. Very little impact. PayPal, which collects money on a lot of online shopping, very little impact on PayPal. So I think it was much to do about nothing. There was a little stock, however, AVLR, Avalara, which has the software that these companies need to collect the sales tax. It's a recent IPO at $24 a share just 5 days ago. They must have known the ruling was coming, because they came public just 5 days ago at $24 a share. That stock has already rocketed up to $52.50 per share in just 5 days, as they have some software that will automate, improve the accuracy and efficiency by automating the collection of sales taxes. Well, the big stress tests are coming up. All the banks have to get on a treadmill with the regulators watching their heart rate and their blood pressure and all this kind of thing. So expect some of the large banks and credit card stocks to be more volatile over the next week, as the stress test taking place on the large banks, your Goldman Sachs's of the world, your Bank of New York, your J.P. Morgan's, your Citigroup's, your U.S. banks, etc. You know, yesterday I watched the first part of the cabinet meeting, which, I don't know, Fox televises. I don't know if CNBC does. But they were going over different things that they're working on at the current time. And I guess the theme of the meeting was drain the swamp. And they were talking about all the different government agencies and how the Trump administration is streamlining them, making them more efficient. You see, a business person brings a little bit different mindset to the job than a career politician or whatever. And I was really amazed at all of the restructuring, all of the cleaning up, all of the realigning, increasing the efficiency, increasing the efficiency of the government. But now, one of the most screwed up areas of the government is being restructured. It's one that has probably been the worst one of all over the last many years, bleeding money. When we come back, we'll talk about that and stocks that are involved in this. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Why did Stamps.com get hammered yesterday? You know, Stamps.com has been one of the great stocks of all time. It was a $10 stock in 2011. Today it's a $251 stock, but it was a $300 stock yesterday, 2 days ago, before plunging 10% yesterday. Well, I have a subscription to Stamps.com, and I'm able to print my stamps out at will without having to go to the local stamp vendor. Well, during his cabinet meeting yesterday, where Nick Mulvaney was talking about all the different government agencies and all the overlap and all the things that don't make any sense, that they're streamlining and cleaning up. See, all of this goes on underneath the surface. The average person that goes to Yahoo.com or MSN.com or any of the network news stations, they don't hear all of that's going on underneath the surface. It's all they can report on is the jacket that Melania Trump wore down to the Texas border. Well, shares of Stamps.com got clobbered yesterday after the White House proposed a restructuring of the U.S. Postal Service. The plan from the Trump administration could include a privatization of some mail delivery. Okay, that's going on underneath the surface of the market. All right. Well, there's some stocks in the news today. The one I want to feature here and talk about first is PayPal. PayPal is a stock that I own in my Premier Growth portfolio. Yesterday, PayPal made a very strategic acquisition. They bought, what was the name of the company that they bought yesterday? I can't remember the name of the company they bought yesterday, but it helped them to go more global with their payment solutions. Today, they are buying Simility for $120 million in cash. I wish I was the guy that started Simility. Here you go. Here's a check. You can cash it at the local liquor store. If they've got enough cash on the cash register, $120 million, a fraud prevention and risk management platform. The acquisition will help boost PayPal's ability to offer fraud prevention and risk management products to merchants globally. Simility's tools use machine learning. Wish I would have had some of that in eighth grade, to adapt and evolve with each transaction. When completed, the Simility buy will continue to deepen the moat for competitors by creating more value for merchants as fraud potential becomes more sophisticated, says a note from Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs has a buy rating on PayPal, and they've raised their price target to $92. PayPal currently is trading at $85. Well, I do five-year target prices. I'm a little bit different in almost everything I do in the market, I guess. I'm a little bit different. I think short-term at companies is very, very hard to predict. That's why a lot of the quarterly earnings that come out, oh, I pay attention to them, but for the most part, it's overdone how the market reacts one way or another. Because generally speaking, a penny miss here or a 2 cent miss here has very little impact on the long-term value of the stock. And I don't like short-term target prices. I like five-year target prices. After all, analysts give five-year growth rates. Let's match the price target to the five-year growth rate. Let's match the hot dog buns to the pack of hot dogs, as George Steve Martin would say in The Father of the Bride. Well, PayPal is currently a $102 billion market cap company. It was spun off from Google back in 2015 at about $30 per share. And now PayPal is at $85 per share, 3 years later. Their earnings growth isn't stunning, but it's in the 30% range, which is pretty good for a $100 billion company. In fact, if we look at the last four quarters on PayPal, their earnings were up 28%, 31%, 31%, and 30%. It's a growth company. You could compare that with, well, let's say American Express, whose earnings growth over the last 5 years has been 4% per year. And that's why PayPal, American Express you can buy for 15 times earnings, but PayPal you're going to have to pay 42 times earnings. Now, why is that? Why are you paying a higher multiple on PayPal? Why wouldn't you buy American Express? I can buy American Express at 15 times earnings. But PayPal is going to cost me, because one is a vibrant company that is growing rapidly, while the other one is pretty stagnant. It is what it is. It's going to grow along with the economy. If the economy is growing by 3 or 4%, that's about what American Express is going to grow at. Whereas PayPal is growing at a much faster rate than the average company in its industry, and it's growing at a much faster rate than the economy. So you're going to have to pay up to buy PayPal. You're going to have to pay your pal more than if you're buying American Express. It's a large cap growth company. A little bit of the bloom has come off the large cap stocks. This has been a small cap year. It's really, there's been a big difference. If you look at the Dow, which is basically flat on the year, and you look at the NASDAQ, which is up about 10%, if you look at the S&P 600 small cap index, it's up about 10%. Small caps finally are running hotter than the large caps. They have trailed for a couple of years, and they have some catching up to do. Well, PayPal does not have a three-year track record yet. As far as investors are concerned, it's been around just a little less than 3 years. But the stock has gone from 30 to 85 since its IPO. And obviously it does have a one-year track record. Over the last 12 months, PayPal's up 63% while the market's up 13%. So there's a big gap in there. PayPal over the market. I like alpha. I like performance. I like momentum. The stock has an 87 relative strength rating on a scale of 1 to 99. That's the Investor's Business Daily rating. But I also have to make sense from a valuation point of view. Look, we're trying to make money here. We can't pay any old multiple for any old stock. You have to make sense for it being worth more 5 years down the road than what it is worth today, than what it is trading at today. Otherwise, there would be no reason to buy the stock, right? Well, if I take PayPal's earnings estimates of 282 next year, which would be 20% higher than this year, and I grow them out at the anticipated growth rate, the consensus growth rate that is on the street, and then I apply a multiple that I think is an appropriate multiple for a growth stock in the financial services industry like PayPal, I come up with a $154 target price 5 years down the road, which is one of the centerpieces of my Best Stocks Now app. Valuations on stocks, 5 year valuations. How valuable is that? That takes a lot of the emotion out of the equation for you as the investor. PayPal is currently trading at $85 with a five-year top price target of $154. I have 5,166 different choices to choose from in my Best Stocks Now app. one of the leading apps in the world. I'm in the top 50 almost daily in the App Store, in the Google Play Store. PayPal comes in right now at number 183 out of 5,166, and I own it in my Premier Growth account. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, when I do my workshops, I can't really plan what I'm going to talk about too far in advance because we never know what will happen. For instance, I'll be speaking in Dallas 1 week from tomorrow at the Embassy Suites by Love Field in the Dallas area. And we have no idea what will transpire between now and then. Will we come up with a comprehensive answer to the differences we have with China? Will North Korea back out of the beginning of agreement that they signed? Who knows what can happen between now and next Saturday? But my workshops are always built around the following concepts that I try to bring into it: the current conditions of the market, the macro picture, and my forecast going forward, and why I'm either bullish or bearish on any given asset class. And hopefully you can learn from it how to look at the macro picture and determine for yourself whether you should have your foot on the accelerator in your 401k or your foot on the brakes of your 401k. The macro, the big picture. Then we break it down. All right, within the big picture, there's little pictures. There's foreground, there's background, there's midground, there's highlights, there's lowlights. It depends on the conditions of the world. Interest rate environment, the health of the global economy, our own economy here at the U.S., in the U.S., and all the little tributaries that flow into it. What are the most important ones? What are the least important ones? Then I get into the details of the current market situation. Try to point out the sunny side of the street and the dark side of the street that you want to stay away from. And with on that sunny side of the street, I try to point to some of the sunniest areas and examples that I can give you and back it up with tangible numbers that you can sink your teeth into, not stories. You know how many stories I've heard during my over two decades in the business of this company or that company that has this new technology or is about to change the world? It's a game changer and never quite pans out. The story never quite pans out. I always say, show me the numbers. And so we look at the numbers. What are the most important numbers in analysis? Is it profit margin? Is it return on equity? Is it debt to equity ratios? There's a lot of different criteria and numbers and information. We live in the information age. You know, in my early days in the business, I had the charts delivered to my driveway in the morning. And I had the annual reports delivered to my mailbox. And I had to go through annual reports. Now it's all online. The information age has changed the entire playing field of my industry. And I tell you which ones I think are most important. And maybe if we have time, I get into how you can do a down and dirty valuation of a publicly traded company and determine whether or not it's overvalued, fully valued, undervalued. We try to find things that have good valuation where you can make sense. You can make a case for the stock going higher. And then I point out my philosophy on value investing versus momentum investing. There's a whole camp out there of value investors that don't care, don't give a hoot about the chart. They don't give a hoot about relative strength or momentum or alpha or any of that kind of stuff. Growth rates. Instead, they're looking at the intrinsic value of a company. They analyze General Electric for days, weeks, trying to determine what the sum of the parts could be. And then they're patient. Warren Buffett would be a very good example of a well-known value investor. I don't think Warren Buffett spends his day looking at charts. I know he doesn't spend his day looking at charts and relative strength and the strongest stocks in the market. He's focused on value, whereas other folks are focused on relative strength and charts only, and they don't look at value at all. They leave valuation out of the equation. They claim that everything that needs to be known about the stock is right there before your eyes in the chart of the stock. Well, what is the truth? If you tip this balance of scales between the valuation folks and the momentum folks, how much weight should I give to value? How much weight should I give to momentum? Should I ignore value? Should I ignore momentum? Well, I'll be your teacher a week from Saturday of what I've observed in my over two decades in the market. I've studied most of the different ways of the different schools of thought in the market over the years, and I've kind of arrived at my own way of doing things. So if you'd like to come to that workshop in Dallas a week from tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. at the Embassy Suites in by Love Field there, and then we'll be announcing the date for our Minnesota venture, which more than likely will once again be at the Mall of the Americas. I like that place. I really did. That was a nice place. Centrally located, not too far. I can go see a Twins game. And we'll be announcing the date for that venture where you can set up an appointment with us in Bloomington. All right. Well, I'm off to write the newsletter and manage money until this market closes today. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. This is Bill Gunderson. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST if you'd like to talk to us about money management or get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.